Unit 12. Life is full of the unexpected. Section A. Activity 1B. Listen to Mary talking about her morning. Complete the sentences.
Hi, Mary. You look so tired.
I am. I had a bad morning.
Really? What happened?
Well, first of all, I overslept. By the time I got up, my brother had already gotten in the shower.
Oh, what a pain.
So, after he got out of the shower, I took a quick shower and got dressed. But by the time I went outside, the bus had already left.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So I ran all the way to school. But when I got to school, I realized I had left my backpack at home.
No wonder you look stressed.
Section A. Activity 2A. Listen to Mary continue her story. Number the pictures 1 to 4 in the correct order.
So then what did you do, Mary?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I got home, I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. But by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
Section A, Activity 2B. Fill in the blanks with the correct forms of the verbs in brackets. Then listen again and check your answers.
So then what did you do, Mary?
Well, I ran home to get my backpack. But when I got home, I realized I had left my keys in the backpack.
You're kidding.
So I ran back to school without my keys or my backpack. But by the time I got back to school, the bell had rung.
Oh, no.
And by the time I walked into class, the teacher had started teaching already. She asked for our homework, but of course I didn't have it.
Section A, Activity 2D. Role play the conversation.
Why were you late for class today, Kevin?
My alarm clock didn't go off. I kept sleeping, and when I woke up, it was already 8 a.m.
Oh, no.
So I just quickly put on some clothes and rushed out the door.
You didn't eat breakfast?
No, I didn't even brush my teeth or wash my face. But before I got to the bus stop, the bus had already left.
Then how did you get here?
Luckily, Carl's dad saw me on the street and gave me a lift in his car.
Well, at least by the time you got to school, you were only 5 minutes late for class.
Section A, Activity 3A. Read the passage and answer the questions. Life is full of the unexpected. In May 2001, I found a job in New York at the World Trade Center. On September 11th, 2001, I arrived at my building at around 8:30 a.m. I was about to go up when I decided to get a coffee first. I went to my favorite coffee place, even though it was 2 blocks east from my office. As I was waiting in line with other office workers, I heard a loud sound. Before I could join the others outside to see what was going on, the first plane had already hit my office building. We stared in disbelief at the black smoke rising above the burning building. I felt lucky to be alive. Almost 10 years later, I woke up at 10 a.m. on February 21st, 2011, and realized that my alarm never went off. I jumped out of bed and went straight to the airport. But by the time I got to the airport, my plane to New Zealand had already taken off. This is the first holiday I've taken in a year, and now I've missed my plane. What bad luck, I thought to myself. The other planes were full, so I had to wait till the next day. The next morning, I heard about the earthquake in New Zealand the day before. My bad luck had unexpectedly turned into a good thing.